Thanks for supporting KUOW. I'm Bill Radke. I'm glad you're able to listen to us now. When you turn away from audio and it's time to open up a book, maybe you could use a little guidance. So we have Nancy Pearl back with KUOW arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman. Here's a recommendation.
Nancy Pearl, welcome back to KUOW.
Thank you, Marcy. It's great to be here, as always.
We were speaking most recently about fall being really the time where those of us who live for that pile of books get very excited. And adding to our pile, what did you bring in today?
Well, today I brought a novel called Orphans of the Carnival. It's by a writer, Carol Birch. I had never read anything by her. One of her earlier novels was longlisted for the Booker Prize, the Man Booker Prize, Britain's biggest literary award. I have to say, I just thought this book was pretty magnificent, but it's not an easy read. It's told from the perspective, or it's about two different women who live about a century apart. The one who is the most interesting to me, I think, was a woman named Julia, who is one of the attractions in freak shows. And she is someone who has a beautiful voice, a beautiful singing voice, but many people think that she's the missing link between humans and apes because she is covered with hair.
Oh, my.
And we as readers follow along as she is discovered when she is working in Mexico, where she's born, and then brought to the United States and then put on stage to entertain people. Yeah. It's the writing, it's Carol Birch's writing that carries the novel, absolutely. The contemporary young woman is someone who is having trouble living the life that she's living. I mean, she's someone who doesn't really fit in to her own body, to her own experiences. And how these two women are connected, what connects them, is really slowly, slowly, slowly revealed through the book.
I wrote down very quickly, you said this book is magnificent but not an easy read. What do you mean when you say not an easy read?
Yeah, it could mean a couple of things. I think for me, one is that it deals with topics that I have a strong emotional response to. So that's one thing. And when I say it's not an easy read, that's what I'm really talking about, is the topics. So there's, you know, a lot of nonfiction that I feel like I ought to read, but I just have to be in the right place to do it.
There are also novels that are not an easy read, and I'm sure somebody will leap up and start yelling at the radio right now, but the books that David Foster Wallace wrote in his lifetime with the voluminous footnotes, I found that physically difficult to read.
No, this is not that kind of book, but I have to say that I love those footnotes of David Foster Wallace's. I love them in his essays. I love them in his novels. I think that I'm a footnote kind of gal. And you are not.
And I am not. But there's no footnotes in Orphans
no,
of the Carnival.
They're just two very interesting, very different, and yet subtly connected women.
Again, that book is Orphans of the Carnival by Carol Birch. Nancy Pearl talked about it with KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman. And you'll find all of Nancy's book picks at our website, KUOW.org.